part of the Press Play Podcast Network.
Welcome to the Chase Smith Podcast, a conversation on current events and culture. The Chase Smith Podcast is part of the Press Play Podcast Network, empowering diverse voices to launch professional, engaging podcasts. To learn more about P3, visit our website at pressplaypodcast.com. And yes, I have new intro music and a new intro, but it's the same podcast, the Chase Smith Podcast. And today, I'm excited to share with you an episode 13 years in the making. Today, I'm going to be highlighting lessons I have learned from every one of my lead pastors in ministry. For those of you who don't know, I am a full-time student pastor and worship leader. And this past July, I entered my 13th year in full-time ministry. And next month, October 2022, begins our third year at our current church here in Grove City, Ohio, Grove City Vineyard. Every church my family and I have ministered at, I've been a student pastor and a worship leader, always with the dual role, sometimes more, but always both youth ministry and worship arts ministry. It's been an interesting journey, to say the least. We've moved three times. We've been on staff at four different churches under six different pastors. I've been through three pastoral transitions over our four churches in 13 years, and with each change, and each new boss comes new expectations, systems, and rhythms. And throughout my ministry career, I've kept a journal. It's not been very consistent, and sometimes it's not very thorough, but I have kept track of all the lessons that these men have taught me. You know, it's encouraging to look back and read these notes and highlight the positives from each experience. Every situation and every leader was different, but each had something to offer. And I hope this gives you a behind-the-scenes look at my ministry and leadership journey and how these pastors have helped shape who I am today. My first position, I was a student pastor and worship leader for 5 years at a church in rural North Carolina, about 35 minutes north of Charlotte. That might sound familiar. It's because it is. We named our daughter after Charlotte. It was my first church, and I didn't know what to expect. But I had passion and zeal and ideas and a love for the Lord, and I learned a lot. Here were the things that PR taught me. He taught me how to be personal at a funeral, sitting with the family, taking notes of memories. Watching him pastor and disciple families through loss was incredible. Watching him listen and take attentive notes to everything the family says has stayed with me to this day. It's something I practice now. And PR taught me really how to officiate a funeral and pastor a family through their tough time, more than just officiating the funeral and the gravesite interment, but pastoring a family through this tough time. It was incredible. I also grew to mimic his preaching outline form. He preaches using a thorough outline, not quite a manuscript, but not quite a bare bones outline. I found this to help me be more personal as I preached while sticking to my notes and a plan, not letting me get too far off the path there. PR taught me to not be a people pleaser, especially in the church. He showed me the importance and value of putting family first before the church and the people of the church, how important it is to value your family first and foremost. PR practiced humility when dealing with other people's sin, really opened my eyes to Galatians 6:1 in an incredible practical way. No matter the person, no matter the sin, that we too should watch out, that we may be tested. We as pastors, as leaders, as husbands, as fathers, we are never above sin and should never, ever find ourselves saying, I would never do that, or that would never be me. He modeled this in prayer and conversation. It was really cool. PR was uber transparent with his staff and congregation. It was refreshing and honest. He highlighted and showed me the importance of kids ministry and greeters on Sunday mornings, that above all else, these impressions make the deepest mark on people in your church, especially visitors. He exemplified generosity and faith in tithing and made sure to publicly and privately appreciate his staff. One of my favorite memories of my time there was watching him lead and pastor the church through a difficult children's ministry situation. The first Sunday after some troubling news broke, he preached one of the best sermons I've ever heard, and throughout the entire process, handled the situation with care and grace. Leslie and I are so thankful for our time in North Carolina. We feel so welcome when we go back and always enjoy seeing the friends we made. Our second position, after 5 years in North Carolina, we moved to Chicago, Illinois. Well, technically the suburbs of Chicago, but it wasn't for lack of trying. We took a church in Wheaton, Illinois, just down the street from Wheaton College. Believe it or not, I had never heard of Wheaton College before we moved there. And apparently it's like the Harvard University of Christian colleges, or it's a big deal I didn't know about. You might not know about it, and that's, I think, normal, but who knew? Anyway, we were at this church for just shy of 3 years. And during our time, the lead pastor who hired us resigned and took a job at another church. We stayed on staff as they brought on a new lead pastor and his family. And, you know, 6 months into this new lead pastor, the church could not afford to pay 2 full-time staff members. And when you're not the lead pastor, it's kind of like, sorry, not sorry. You could work here for free. And we're like, no thanks. So they couldn't afford to pay 2 full-time staff members. I learned so much from both of these pastors. And here are the things the first pastor taught me. Here are the things PJ taught me. PJ showed me diligence in work and study. He worked incredibly hard and was always surrounded by books. He was a master at it, and probably still is, at checking his work and quoting sources. N.T. Wright and Irwin McManus represent. he showed me the significance of church polity and the purpose and importance of church liturgy. This was a refreshing turn from our first position. Each have their pros and cons, but it was an education every time we looked back to the future. Right, PJ? PJ taught me how important every single word is in a sermon, how each word was intentional, labored over, and true. He did preach with a manuscript, and I marveled at the work he put into each sermon. PJ always was accessible, and his office door was always open. This taught me to value random breaks during the workday and to always be on the lookout for a Nerf gun attack. But most importantly, PJ taught me to properly view myself in light of God's grace working in me. Many times we prayed for each other and how, as a leader, we can lead while still working out our own sanctification. This has been foundational in my faith. I specifically remember one prayer time we had together in his office. It was very special, and we were very sad to see PJ and his family leave that church. Working at a church during a pastoral change is weird. It's kind of fun, but mostly weird. It's unnerving and crazy, but it's just weird. It's a weird time. So we found ourselves at the mercies of a new pastor with a fresh direction and a fresh vision for the congregation and the church and the staff. And it quite possibly could have been one of the things that has sustained me in ministry for so long. One of the best things that could have happened to me, to us. Here were the things that PB taught me. PB brought me a personal renewed focus and passion for student ministry, like rediscovering a lost love. He taught me to never do ministry alone, and he genuinely saved me from my office, taught me that church is outside the church walls. I actually think I took more leadership notes from PB in our staff meetings than any other time in ministry. Another quote I remember and use quite often still is that God will do a work in you, then through you. God will do a work in you, then through you. It was almost like this season of ministry was the culmination of all my experiences. Ministry was taking place, and it was exciting. PB taught me to take care of your church and the property God has given you, to be a good steward of what you have, whether it be property or students. He showed me how to conduct an exit interview and the value in weekly one-on-one meetings. I think one way to sum up most of the lessons learned from PB is this. He showed me how to love people. Did you catch that? He showed me how to love people, which really is what ministry is all about. Loving to love people. Loving to love people. It's all about people. And PB helped me rediscover the simple truth. Before we get to our time in Columbus, let's take a quick break and we'll be right back on the Chase Smith Podcast. Want to take a quick break to tell you about our good friends at Sneakerhead Golf Company. Sneakerhead Golf Company turns recycled jerseys into your favorite golf head covers. I'm talking about putter covers, wood covers, driver covers. They do it all. They also sell awesome stickers, accessories, and other apparel I'm sure you'll love. So check out sneakerheadgolf.com to see what they have in stock. Or you can even have your own favorite jersey or hoodie turned into head covers. You're absolutely going to love it. I got myself a red 23 Bulls cover from my 3-Wood, and it looks perfect in my bag. You know the phrase, look good, feel good, play good. Well, let me tell you, you're going to look good no matter your game with Sneakerhead Golf Company. Use promo code ChasePod15 at checkout for 20% off your entire order. And listen, Christmas is right around the corner. Tell your loved ones that you want a new cover for your driver or your woods or your putter. Head over to sneakerheadgolf.com and send the link to your loved ones today this holiday season. You can also check them out on Instagram, Sneakerhead Golf Co. They have all their stuff there that looks great. Sneakerhead Golf Company, changing the game one bag at a time. Let's do it, people.
Hello, Brooks here with the Books with Brooks monthly book club podcast. Listen, it is beyond time for you to join a book club. I know you've been thinking about it and everyone's doing it. Here's how Books with Brooks works. We read one book a month and then we talk about it. Classics like Stephen King's The Shining, debut novels like We Are the Brennans by Tracy Lang, and tons of other compelling, life-changing stories, one book and one month at a time. So come read along with us and then listen in.
We are excited to announce that we are joining the Press Play Podcast Network. The Krypton Report podcast is dedicated to all things Superman, Supergirl, and the planet Krypton. We discuss movies, TV, game, comics, and all things DC.
So join me, Tyler, with my co-host James and Jania.
So join us as we explore DC's multiverse.
Look for a Krypton Report on all social media platforms.
Hey everyone, this is Don Mike Mendoza, the host of Producing While Asian. Join us in Season 2 for more conversations with actors, artists, producers, and more from Broadway, Hollywood, and beyond, every other Wednesday on the Press Play Podcast Network.
Hey everyone, it's JD from the Hyman Podcast. Back by popular demand, I'm excited to let you know that new episodes of the Hyman Podcast will drop every other Monday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. We're going to continue the conversations we started last season and keep having those hard conversations. There is so much in store for you this season, and I'm excited to share it with you. Subscribe today so you don't miss a single moment. The Hyman Podcast, part of the Press Play Podcast Network.
All right, we're back on the Chase Smith Podcast, and I'm going over lessons I have learned from my passers, and we're now in Columbus. See, after Chicago, we moved to the west suburb of Columbus, Ohio, in Grove City, Ohio. This would be the closest to home either of us have lived in 8 years, me and Leslie. And at this point in our marriage, we have one dog, Willow, who is still alive with us today. Whoop, whoop, she's 11 years old, and you just tell she's getting old. At this time in our life, we have a daughter who's almost 2, and I took a job at what was told to me was one of the fastest growing churches in America, and it truly seemed like it. And still to this day, and still in October 2022, I have never seen so many people saved or baptized than during our time at this church. Thinking back on the fruit and ministry of that church, I pray those people are still walking in the faith and plugged into a Bible-believing, Bible-teaching church. It was incredible. Here were the things that PD taught me. PD taught me how to cast enthusiastic vision. Never met a more gifted communicator or a more charismatic speaker. He could preach the word and cast vision for the church. It was exciting and it was contagious. He often spoke about his passion and knowledge for the word, and I often found myself envying and wanting that same fervor in my own life. It was very inspiring. PD showed me the necessity of lay leader meetings and their role in executing church vision and mission. He always brought others along on the creative journey and allowed people to have ownership in the process. Watching him manage the ebb and flow of these conversations was very poetic. One of my favorite things I learned was how PD highlighted and supported local businesses. He had started a type of Hall of Fame thing at the church where we would highlight a locally owned business in the community. He had this nice plaque made and gave them a highlight spot in the service and even invited them and the family to the party and asked them to come up on stage. It was super cool to see these awards in the establishments around town. You can still see them to this day. It was very cool to highlight these businesses. It was really, really neat. PD led with passion and vigor, conviction and urgency, and through it all, he always made time for me. And it seemed for the rest of the staff as well when needed. And any text message or request sent from me was always answered and included a date and a time of when we could meet. Sometimes that even meant an NBA playoff game or finals game. Our time at our first church in Grove City came to a close about 2.5 years into the call. And after a few months, we found ourselves right back into the swing of things at a church we least expected in Grove City. There's a whole nother podcast we recorded about the whys and the hows of each transition of our 13 years in ministry, but now it's not the time or the place or the podcast. In October 2020, I accepted a position as the student pastor and worship leader of Grove City Vineyard. I'm currently still on staff at this church, and we love it. I'm still there. An incredible man of faith, PT, hired me. He founded Grove City Vineyard 20-some years ago and has been pastoring that church since. He's actually been in ministry for 4 decades. That's right, 40-plus years in ministry. Simply incredible. So many stories, so many lessons, and so many movements of God. Here are the things PT taught me. PT taught me the faith to operate and minister alongside with the Holy Spirit. And this is what really separates our current ministry position from all the others. Not that it's better than any other church, but no other church in our or community has leaned into the Holy Spirit quite like GCV has. In 10 years prior, I've never seen a miracle or a healing until being on staff at Grove City Vineyard. Now I've seen over 5, 3 at one prayer time, and one of them was me. In 10 years, I would say I've never seen someone be truly filled with the Spirit. And now at GCV, it's almost a weekly occurrence. In 10 years prior, I'd never heard of anyone giving a word of prophecy or share a vision from the Lord in the moments. And now I look forward to seeing God work and the Spirit move in this way among his people every single week. PT taught me the faith to operate and minister alongside with the Holy Spirit and the beauty of the Spirit working and speaking to you. And it's not hyperbole to say it's been transformative in my private life and public ministry. It's truly life-changing. PT taught me that everything always comes back to prayer. He showed me how to lead extemporaneous worship. Just on the fly, following this Spirit and just allowing the Spirit to lead as a worship leader. Pastor Tom helped exercise that muscle with me. Pastor Tom exemplified faithfulness and longevity to the call in their community. 2 decades at a church plant, 4 decades in ministry. It was truly an honor to minister for someone who has this experience in the kingdom of God. And what I think will be one of the biggest lessons moving forward in my life, PT taught me that if you're ever feeling stale and lacking faith, to serve the poor and the marginalized. His passion for the least of these around us is evident. And I believe with every ounce of my being that there is a direct correlation between the movement of the Holy Spirit and his ministry to the poor and the marginalized. I believe they go hand in hand. And in December 2021, PT retired and has moved to part-time ministry work. He is still currently on staff at GCV and oversees the seniors ministry and all of our community outreach projects. So as of January 2022, I now work for my 6th pastor at our 4th church through our 3rd pastoral transition in my 13th year in ministry. I haven't had a ton of time to reflect on what PC has taught me here yet, but I know one thing for sure. He has taught me one of the most important prayers of my life. Holy Spirit, come. Well, that does it for this episode of the Chase Smith Podcast. Thank you all so much for downloading and listening. Shouts to our sponsor, Sneakerhead Golf Company. And don't forget, use code ChasePod15 at checkout for a discount. Shouts to the Press Play Podcast Network for making this possible. Follow us online at PressPlayPods.com. You can follow us on Twitter at PressPlayPods to keep up with all of our shows, network news, and sponsorship information. If you enjoyed today's episode, please leave me a review. And adding a 5-star rating would be awesome as well. Thank you all so much. And I'll be back here in a couple weeks. Have a great week. Thanks, fam. See ya.